Often imitated, never duplicated. The one and only B. Scott. You're listening to The B. Scott Show. Get ready, love muffins.
Hot and so hot and so hot and oh.
Oh, my goodness. What a perfect song for what we're about to talk about today. We are back. This is the B. Scott Show podcast.
Yes.
Once again, I am here accompanied by Denver.
Hello.
My right-hand man and also my trusted producer, Brian Vasquez.
What's up?
Is in the house. I also want to thank my love muffins for listening to the last podcast. So many of you listened to the last podcast that we're a number 10 in some category.
Work.
I don't know which one in particular.
It don't matter. It does not matter.
But we're number 10 in some category. So we might as well just get right into it.
I forgot how dramatic the intro to that song was.
It was so dramatic, and it's so reminiscent of what just leaked yesterday.
Yeah.
So apparently Nelly accidentally, I think he accidentally leaked a dick sucking video.
Well, the story I heard was that he left his phone unattended.
Ooh.
And somebody like started going through it and just started like sending stuff and like leaking things and all type of stuff. That's what I heard. Now, I don't know how true that is, but that's, and I guess his team is concerned that whoever had
has more stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And he was moaning.
That's why the song was so funny. He said, a little bit.
He's at home. Oh. This is like, it's just so much. And this is the thing. I personally was not offended by his ding-a-ling. I think that people have gotten so used to Mandingo dicks.
There it is. The internet has ruined
regular
expectations.
Life. Yes. Expectations. What most of the people who were commenting have or their man has.
Hello.
Or had or whatever the case may be. Because Nelly's dick, it seemed okay.
Just normal.
Yeah.
Just normal.
It's normal. I mean, shit. It's for a lot of people that I have interacted with, it was above normal. Baby.
Very locker room.
Baby. You would be surprised how many, you know, itty bitty teeny weeny little ding-a-lings.
I think people got confused because he's so big. I guess they expected something like equally as big, but yeah. Nelly's actually not that big in person.
Yeah. And also people expect celebrities to have it all.
That too?
They don't.
No.
And just like anybody else, very seldom do you have it all. Right. Mm-hmm. And I have found that the guys with Mandingo dicks, you don't want to do anything else with them.
Now, at least that dick comes with $40 million
exactly.
of a net worth.
I would have been right on it, too. You know, and it's, you know, people just need to have more of a realistic understanding and expectation of dick size.
Yep.
And not be on the internet capping. Stop all the cap.
That's the thing. On the internet, everybody is an expert in everything.
Absolutely.
They have the best this. They know the best that. They're just above it
above
all.
Above everything. As if they don't deal with the reality that they live in.
Hello.
Let's talk. You get what I'm saying?
Well.
Like, I'm serious. And I was like, if I was interacting with Nelly, I would be so happy to see that type of dick. Because it would just be easy for me to handle.
You know?
I would be able to go in
count,
on that
count
dick.
Your blessings.
I would be like, whoop de whoop de wop. I would handle him, then go about my day.
And he seemed happy. I mean, he sounded happy. You know, he was very verbal. So he was having a great time. All parties involved were having a great time. And I think that's what really matters.
But, you know, I do want to get into this. I feel bad for the girl. I feel bad for the lady because it's one thing to consent to being recorded in a private recording that's going to stay between you and the party that you agreed and consented to. And it's a whole nother thing to be caught up all over the internet.
That's true.
Sucking someone's penis.
That's true. But I also feel like in 2022,
if you
there is no
like that,
such thing as a private recording.
Absolutely.
You just kind of have to move through life with the expectation that what you do, no matter where you do it, who you do it with, it's going to be captured some way, somehow, some form.
Absolutely.
Whether it's somebody's phone, whether it's a security camera outside, whether it's a CCTV, whether it's somebody across the street looking into blinds, you know what I mean? It's just, you just kind of have to have that expectation. Mm-hmm. That's just where we are.
And that's why I, you know, when I get down with the get down, I don't get down at other people's places.
No, but it's not even that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying for me. Because you know what you're not going to do is have a hidden camera and see these cakes are clapping.
But it's not even, you can't even like go in an alleyway now because people have fucking Ring cameras. So now you think you're sucking dick in the hallway and somebody's Ring camera has you on the internet doing everything.
That is crazy.
I mean, I've seen it on the internet. So I'm just saying, like, you cannot move through life the way you could before.
I will say this. If anything ever leaked on me, I will be handling business. That's the understand. And I hope that my love muffins don't look at me differently because, baby, I'm really good at what I do.
Well, I mean, if it's going to get out, at least, you know.
I can throw it. I can catch it. I can whatever. I mean, whatever.
Do what you got
to
do.
Let me pull my hair back and get to it.
Yeah.
I also don't understand it either. The girls that be going in on these dicks, I got to pull my hair back.
Yeah. You know, maybe that's a woman thing. I don't understand that either.
I got to pull the hair back so I can really get down to the get down because I can't have my hair in my mouth and the hair that possibly coming from what I'm doing. It's too much hair.
Well, I'm bald, so I ain't got those problems.
Oh, my God. Oh my god.
But yeah, so that happened.
And then on the way to you guys coming over here to tape the podcast, Little Fizz fizzled.
Oh my god.
And let me tell you something. And I do have a problem with Little Fizz's dick. I do. Because I cannot stand, and this is me, I'm sorry. And I'm sorry if there's anyone listening that has this type of dick. I can't do the mushroom dick.
Here's the thing.
And it's the biggest mushroom.
But his wasn't just like a normal, just like a mushroom situation. It was like a, you know, like the shrooms that you soak in tea that are already kind of dehydrated that come in the pack. It was one of those. It was one of those mushrooms that you would find like pressed in a book. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was just not.
And that video was to completion.
I didn't.
That was understand. A little skate.
I didn't.
It skated. That little mushroom had a little spit on it.
And so here's my other issue. We live in an age where, again, mm-hmm. the internet has ruined everything. You know what people are out there putting out there.
Yes.
How would you look at that what they got and then look down at what you got and think that that's you're going to put that on OnlyFans and make some money?
And that's going to be enough. I'm gonna tell you this.
Why would you do it to yourself?
Right. It's two things going on here. Okay, I'm gonna finish the comparison between these two dicks. You know what I mean? Because you know I love to talk about the dicks and the ding-a-lings and the hoo-ha's down there. So Nelly's dick, it was hard. It stayed hard. It felt like it was going to keep that position. Mm-hmm. It allowed me something to work with. Little Fizz's dick seems like it would go everywhere but where it need to go.
I couldn't even watch the whole thing. I skimmed. I said, is this for, and I saw the little link. I said, oh no.
Little Fizz dick be like, you be trying to get it in, can't get it in. It's going everywhere but in the right place. You get on it, and then you got to get off of it to kind of get it back to where it was. Yeah. It was too much for me.
It was a lot.
I would have rather to continue to have the fantasy of it all.
Thank you.
I think a lot of people
ruined.
And also, what's happening just in general that I see over and over, and this is with friends. This is with celebrities. This is across the board. It is a lack of awareness.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lack of awareness in regards to your what you put out and the level as to which other people are putting stuff out, like you just said.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we are in a day of age of OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. Like, all these people, all these guys and stuff that back in the day that you would see them and you would wonder how and what they had.
Mm.
We don't have to wonder anymore.
No.
And because of the accessibility of the internet and OnlyFans and all those things, there are dicks and asses and everything from across the globe.
Yep.
So we have the best of the best from everywhere. And it's a new crop every
day.
And so you're going to come, Little Fist going to come with that little mushroom dick. And I will say that I stand beside this. I stand behind it. His dick pissed me off.
I just want to know, April Jones, was it worth it?
And what's going on with her?
Was it worth it?
And her and Tay, are they together? Tay Diggs.
I don't know.
Cause they doing all these TikToks. They doing these little dances.
I know. He just followed my boyfriend on Instagram last night. I was like, oh, that's weird.
What's happening?
I don't know.
He's coming for your boo.
I don't know. We were sitting on the couch. He was like, what? Dante was like, what? Tay Diggs. I was like, what about Tay Diggs? He's like, he just followed me on Instagram. I was like, oh,
wow.
Okay.
He's coming for everybody's boo. I just think that I was just texting with someone on DM on Instagram. I was like, people need to keep their dicks to themselves.
I agree.
just keep it to yourself. Like, you know, it's not just because someone lied to you and told you you have a nice dick does not mean that we need to see it.
No.
And I'm telling people, it is very, very more advantageous now to keep the illusion than to show us exactly what it is. And I'm the type of person, to be honest, once I see exactly what it is, I'm like, oh, okay.
And so what else is going on?
And move on.
Right.
You know, I just think that it's just so we're in a society and just in an age where everything is such a temporary gratification type of a situation mm-hmm. that it will be best just to keep whatever allure that you have.
I agree.
I don't need to see you busting it. I really don't. Literally, pun intended, any way you want to take it, I don't need to see it.
I know.
And
it's
also
worse when it's strangers, but it's also worse when like all of a sudden your friends are doing it. That's
absolutely
what makes it the most awkward.
It's the weirdest thing. And it's also like people think that celebrities are not, you know, OnlyFans for celebrities are going down. Meaning like people are not subscribing to celebrities.
No.
And people are not even subscribing to people that actually have exceptionally large and robust packages. So what makes you think that they're gonna come and pay $10.99?
Well, shiitake mushroom dick.
Okay. I think we need to table this part because I could keep going.
I know.
What is? I mean, since you are such a Kanye connoisseur, and
so let me just say this.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Was.
Go ahead.
Was.
This is gonna be good.
No. Here's the thing. I can do, you know, controversial opinions. I can do politics. I can do that. But once you go Jesus freak, you kind of lose me. That was when I kind of like jumped headfirst off the wagon. And then once you start playing divorce games with ex-wives and kids, that's where I draw the fuck you, right? What I see from Kanye is very reminiscent of what I saw with my sister's father when I was growing up. Mm. And that strikes a very particular chord with me. And I'm not here for those games. I don't like them. It's manipulative. I know exactly what you're doing. And you need to take that white woman, go somewhere, go back to Wyoming, and just leave everybody else alone.
Mm-hmm. He's basically doing like, I'm going to make your life a living hell.
It's if I can't control you, I'm going to control what I can, and that's our kid. So I'm going to try.
Mm-hmm.
And that just, it wears me out. I can't
and
do
so
it.
Like, so your sister's father did mm-hmm. the same thing.
Yeah, just like stupid games. Like, and it's not even like anything super terrible, but it's like you agree to one thing, everybody's on one accord. You decide you want to do something different. And then you want to raise a fuss or like make it an issue because you changed your mind and act like everybody didn't agree to do one thing. It's like little tiny, like little things. And it's just annoying.
And to me, it just seems like a lot of what he's doing is manic.
Oh, it's very manic.
It's manic. It feels like drug use. It feels just like, but it's like the manic plus the devil. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. Like if everything can just be, you can just hide behind mental health issues with all of this.
No, but I mean, it's apparent. I mean, he's been manic. He's been in a manic state now for like half a year,
mm-hmm.
I would say, at least.
And I will say that today, Kim dropped the most beautiful Vogue cover.
Ooh. I read that profile from top to bottom, and it was masterful.
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 And she said, well, I've chosen myself.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's right. I've chosen myself too.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, like, you know, you can say what you want to say about Kim. She's a good mother.
Yes.
She is a good mother. She loves those kids. And like she said in one of her responses to Kanye's numerous Instagram posts, that she is the primary caregiver.
Mm-hmm. What I liked about the Vogue interview was that it took place in January. And then it kind of wrapped up right after he went on the internet about just stuff this last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just how, even before Kanye was making these like public, you know, cries, how just dedicated she was as a mom. And it's always been apparent, to your point.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Kanye getting on the internet is going to sway the public opinion in the other direction.
Because before then, you never saw Kanye with the kids.
No.
Kim was with those kids all the time. Kanye was out Kanyeing.
Yes. In Wyoming.
In Wyoming. Doing whatever God knows he was doing.
Playing
thinking,
PlayStation with Playboy Cardi.
And playing Genius. Kanye is so consumed with trying to show everybody that he's a genius that, you know, he doesn't care for the people he needs to care for. You know what I mean? And what's hurting him right now is that ego
mm-hmm.
that ego has been injured.
Yes.
And the only person that can injure an ego like that is a person on the level of Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm. She's wearing him out. Her
she's,
and Pete.
She's and Kris Jenner.
Yep.
Then I'm saying this kind of it's kind of like it's kind of like with me. Like when people go against me, you also going against the favor that I have in my life with mm-hmm. God, right? So when you go against Kim, it's not about you're not going against God. You're going against Kris Jenner.
I mean,
which is almost.
I mean, let the record show.
So I mean, she, you know, she has survived the Caitlyn Jenner situation.
God gave us one son. She gave us like six.
Six.
How many kids she have? Six, five. Yep. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. And so she has made it through the OJ situation, the Kris Jenner situation, the, you know, situation after situation after situation. And they're about to drop a new show, too.
Yep, April 14th on Hulu.
So this does factor into that.
Mm-hmm.
This is the perfect promotion, to be honest. She's going to be fine. Like, Kanye, you know, going to continue to Kanye, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I think when it comes to those kids, Kim Kardashian and Kris Jenner is going to do everything in their power to isolate them and protect him from his instability.
Well, one thing she said in the interview that I respect, even though it's annoying, she was like, listen, no matter what me and Kanye are going through, when it's in front of the kids, it's your dad's the best. He's doing everything he can. You know, you basically, you uplift their father in front of the kids. And I was like, that's a really noble stance to take for yep. some man who's just lying on the internet.
Yep.
But that's who she is.
Yeah. And, you know, my mother tried that for a long time.
Yeah, I think mine did too for a long time.
My mom tried
my sister.
My mom tried it for a long time.
Yeah.
But then it got to a point where, like, I got to tell you that this motherfucker ain't shit.
Right. Well, I was older, so I saw the bullshit. But no, you're right. You're right.
My mama tried. It's like, that's your daddy. You got to respect him. I mean, that was going on for years. But then when things start hitting the fan in a certain way,
yeah.
you just have to be like, look, this is your daddy. And you do have to love him and respect him. But at the same time, this is what he's been doing.
And I do wonder if that's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the first time we've really seen it get nasty.
And how does it even make it make sense? Like, he is talking about he's pissed that North has a TikTok. But then he screen captures her TikTok and put it on Instagram.
Okay, or you have her parading around Sunday service or walking up and down runway shows. Yeah. Like, it's just, it's
And also, it has manic. To be traumatic for those children to be in the dark all the time you when know. Kanye's doing some type of event. They show some photos of them kids there with him, and I could barely see him because it was so dark in the venue. That's some type of shit that's going to haunt those kids for the rest of their life. Like, why does my daddy have me in the dark in the middle of the day with all this smoke and fog coming around? You get what I'm saying? That's vibes, right? And that's vibes. Also the vibes that nightmares are made out of.
Oh, shit.
Them kids going to be waking up in the middle of the night and then seeing all them damn characters and how they dress and people in ski masks. And what? That is not the environment for children.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they're used to it by now.
I mean, shit. They're going to be batshit whatever just like him because that's some scary stuff.
And that's another thing. I do hope Kim has all those kids in, like, therapy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you
evaluated.
Yeah.
You know.
Shit, I need to be in therapy from watching it. I just one more thing I got to talk to my therapist about. Add it to the list.
And then you saw that Julia said that her and Kanye aren't even in a traditional relationship. It's open.
It's open. And then she was saying, somebody read something that she was saying that about her wearing things that Kim Kardashian had worn. And then she was like, well, the bigger conversation is to talk about how Kanye influenced Kim's fashion. If she don't go somewhere and get.
That's all she wants, though. That's all she wants. She wants to be in the conversation.
She's talking about she didn't just pop up. Well, bitch, you did.
You did.
You did just pop up. And you can really go back to where you were.
She's headed there.
Please.
She's on her way.
With the quickness. Go back to whatever rock that you crawled out of.
And then today, after Kanye was like, God, bring my family back together, an interview or podcast came out. And she was like, I mean, he's with me right now. So we'll see what the future holds. But, you know, I'm not bothered by him wanting to get back with his wife. There's some feelings there. That's natural. Girl, he don't want you. You're just dumb enough to go along with it.
But the problem is that, like, he's so performative. Kanye is doing what people can accuse Kim Kardashian and her family of doing all the time, mm-hmm. which is being performative, manipulating the media.
Yeah.
And he's doing that.
And people are doing it to him. Like, Julia, she's self-serving. She knows what she wants. She knows he's in a weird state. Mm-hmm. She's basically coddling his ego. I think there are a lot of people around Kanye West right now in his ear kind of doing the same thing for their mm-hmm. own personal gain.
Yep.
And it's really apparent.
And it's been
he's
that
not
way.
Well.
No. And he hasn't been well for a long, long time.
I would not be proud of being associated with Kanye West right now because it is clear the man is not well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Take it all and throw it away.
Just throw it all away.
take it all and throw it away. Where else do we want to go? I just feel like there's so much going on in celebrity news and entertainment. I did something random. Like, you know, we're almost, it could easily pop into, what is it, World War III?
What is this?
Because Putin is about to potentially invade Ukraine.
Oh, you mean like in the real world? In celebrity world. I'm like, who did what?
No, Putin is like literally got all these troops. I know this is not a political podcast, but it's the type of stuff that'd be interesting to me. Like, Putin is literally about to invade a whole nother country.
Right, and we send people to Ukraine, right?
Ish.
Kinda?
At the kinda. Like, it's like, I don't know if we actually have people in Ukraine. I think we have people on the doorstep of Ukraine. Yes.
Did we COVID test them first?
I know we got some ships. I know we got NATO's right there.
Hey, I'm just asking. It's all.
Yeah, the weird thing about it is that if we wanted to protect Ukraine, why don't we just let them into NATO?
See, I know nothing about that. So I don't know. That's a very good question.
And then we pick and choose because we have definitely invaded other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we do what we want to do, how we want to do it, but then we get mad when other people do it.
That's the way the world works.
Because, I mean, like, can you imagine just sitting here and then you see, like, a plane fly over and they dropping bombs?
Well, here's the thing. Living in downtown, I see these, like, military helicopters fly by all the time. I'm like, oh, shit, what's going on? And then they just keep going. And I'm like, good, keep going.
Yeah.
Keep it over there.
In West Hollywood, I hear helicopters all the time just hovering.
But they're, like, the big ones. Mm-hmm. Like, the double dual propeller, like, long Call of Duty looking things.
I also think a lot of helicopters in L.A. right now is celebrities flying around. I do believe. I don't think Kobe stopped any celebrity from taking a shortcut with helicopters.
No, I saw they're doing a Super Bowl party on a rooftop downtown where they were giving away a ticket and you can fly in to the rooftop to watch the Chainsmokers perform.
Oh my God.
It's like a whole thing.
Lord. And that's why we're hearing all these damn helicopters every 5 seconds.
Basically. Everybody got their Bitcoin money.
Oh my goodness.
Like, let me go fly around.
We have to talk about this Joe Rogan situation.
Oh God.
It is a whole situation. And more importantly, how did India Arie become like the voice of black people?
So somehow she does this thing where she'll disappear and then she'll come back and she'll say something. And it's like, yeah, girl, you might be right. And then she'll say something else. And everybody's like, okay, girl, go back to where you came from. And she does this like every 3 or 4 years in some way.
And that's what she just did.
That's what she just did. And I still see, when I think of her, I still have the bald, I am not my hair in my head.
Yeah.
So when I see her, I'm like, oh, damn, it's been a minute. She has like a whole head of hair now.
A whole head of hair, a whole situation. And she came out and she said that she was leaving Spotify. She rebuked Joe Rogan. She was saying how it's unacceptable that he was using the N-word and this, that, and the other. And then fast forward to now, she forgave him.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over.
Mm-hmm.
Black people can calm down. I just, like, you know, it's weird. Like, literally sometimes when these situations happen and they're like, we don't vote for a particular celebrity to be the spokesperson for us.
No, and you don't have to say anything, like, especially when you have 12 songs.
Right.
Like, who, take them off.
Brown skin.
Feel comfortable in that. You know, some things can be, you can take a personal political stance.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be broadcast to the world.
Right.
And I think that in her case, that's what she should have done.
I just feel like in his situation, it was damning. It's like over 70 videos where he was using the N-word or some type of racial something.
I'm sorry. I watched that clip.
He was talking about Planet Apes?
No. Oh. Well, it was the N-word clip where he had him just back to back to back. And you watch, you're like, okay, he says it a lot. But then you're like a minute and a half into it and it's still... N-word, 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 the N-word, N-word, N-word. And it's comical. It's like you were really just over there just letting it fly.
Letting it fly. As if you went and bought it at Costco. Like it was just something you purchased and you could use it and you bought it on sale.
Okay. Okay.
And then he has all this transphobic stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a whole bunch of like Spotify is literally standing by him and it's not just the racial stuff, it's the LGBTQ plus stuff that
Netflix all over again.
Yes.
It's Dave Chappelle Netflix time to take two.
Yeah. I mean, because this is different from when you're doing a podcast and you may say something the wrong way one time and that one time is blown out of proportion. But when you reach the point where they had to proactively take off more than I think
it was 110 now.
Yeah, it was 70. Now it's 110. That's a lot of freaking episodes.
Yeah.
That's who you are as a person. And it's also kind of like your stick. You know, a lot of these racist people have this racist,
like an undertone.
Yeah, homophobic, transphobic beginnings to amass that audience. He has a huge fan base.
Yeah.
A lot of people are that support him. And how he built that was on this kind of, it has a racist, transphobic, homophobic underbelly. And I just don't, I don't see how people can, like Spotify, they can just say, okay, no, we're going to, you know, we're not going to cancel him. We're just going to manage it and it will blow over.
Well, because they spent money they don't have.
Correct.
And that's what, that's the issue.
Yeah.
They spent all that money.
And should we take our podcast off of Spotify?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, here, so here's the thing. Like, I don't, Joe Rogan's case is unique because they are paying him. They cut him an upfront check.
Right.
Exclusive. You know what I mean? He's like, they're basically talent.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that's different than just being a platform where people can post their things and put their things on there.
Right. So in other words, they're not paying us.
No. So that's why I think in this instance, Spotify does have a responsibility because they're signing the checks. Spotify signs the checks.
Well, damn, Divergent.
What? I'm serious. If Spotify were signing a check, then we might have to, you know.
If this means shit, if Spotify was signing a check, we might shut the hell up.
Well, see, that too. That too.
Shit.
Joe Rogan said, what?
Let's not get into it. He said, what? I didn't hear about that at all.
Did you listen for the context?
Who said that?
Oh, but no, but The Rock disappointed me. The Rock disappointed
me. Oh, I thought that he rebuked him.
Well, he did. But just the fact that he went out and said it in the first place, it was a misstep. Again, you can take a personal political stance or a stance and not broadcast it. And I think that it was an easy cop out for The Rock because he was like, oh, I didn't know that he said the N-word all those times. But did you know all that other shit he was saying? So
it's like a situation where I think that when these type of things come out on someone, you should hold. You should wait until it all kind of comes out before you initially come out and say something. I mean, i.e. the Jussie Smollett situation. You know what I mean? A lot of people heard this situation, came out immediately, and then got their face cracked.
Yep. He's going to court soon, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
In like a week, 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Or it's March something.
Yeah. He also blocked me. I don't know if I talked about it in the podcast. Yeah, he blocked me on Instagram.
Since when?
I don't know. I mean, because you know, like you see, like, you know, because I went to go, someone has sent me something from his page or something. And you know, I just won't show you. And like, you can't. I'm like, wait a minute.
No posts.
I'm like, did he delete his profile? Like, what the hell happened? So I went to my other profile. I got other profiles. And it was still like, it's still there, living and thriving. And so basically he blocked me. And I have a reason as to why. It's not because of our coverage. It's because of an association that I have that also doesn't deal with him anymore either. And when that became crystal clear, I believe that he decided to go ahead and do something he wanted to do, which was block me for a long time. But he was holding off on it because I have an association with somebody that he needs. You know, he feels like he needs.
Well, you know, if he wants to exercise his freedoms while he still can, more power to
him. You know what I said when he did that? I was like, thank you.
More power
thank
to
you,
him.
Thank you. Anybody that does that, thank you for it. Because that puts you in the likes of NeNe Leakes. It puts you in the...
Are you still blocked by Lanithia?
Yeah, Lanithia has blocked me. Portia has blocked me. Anita Baker has blocked me.
You know, she's going back out on the road, I saw. She's doing more shows.
It's because of the IRS thing.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? I know. All of them can be pinpointed. So Anita Baker, we ran a story about her owing money to the IRS. She blocked me.
Yes.
Lanithia blocked me when we came out, said she was fired, and she said she wasn't, but she was.
She was.
Portia blocked me when we were talking about how she did got her peach cobbled by the stripper.
Which is true.
Okay. And Jesse blocked me because of the fact we told the truth about the fact he's lying. And that's just how I can put it. You know what I mean? Like, the truth is the truth, and the truth that set you free. And, you know, all these situations, every situation was the fucking truth.
It's the truth.
Why are you getting mad at me?
I know.
I don't understand. As if we don't, you know what I mean? Like,
speaking of meaning, I saw she was on The Real.
But sorry. I did see a clip. But
I just feel like if you're going to do that, you might as well bring Tamar back.
Basically. Because Tamar was actually good.
Oh, shit. I was going to say they're the same person. But
no, but too. No, but Tamar was good. You know, I mean, seriously, I mean, Tamar had her moments, and I'm pretty sure stuff was going on that, you know, as we, mm-hmm. you know, said, that contributed to her being fired, too, because she was fired off the reel.
The reel.
And we exclusive reported that as well.
Sure did.
And so that we supported Phaedra. Like, we're like the fire queens. If you get fired.
John almost took it somewhere, but I'm leaving alone. People do not like hearing bad news from us at all. No matter what it is. They just don't like it.
They don't like
it. They do not like bad news coming from
they
us.
They do not like it from us. But it all turns out to be true.
Everything.
Everything is like, it's the whole situation. And speaking of fire, I mean, Wendy Williams has been basically fired from her own show.
Oh, it breaks my heart.
Yeah. She's not coming back.
No.
It's a done data. And I really wish that her, you know, the thing is, let me tell you something. This is the thing about it. They should have made that season where she fainted the last season.
Mm-hmm.
She should have went out with a bang. She should have went out, because there's no way in the world you could tell me that they didn't know this was on the horizon. Somebody knew.
Everybody knew.
But no, but
everybody knew.
I'm talking about the dementia. If in fact, what everyone's been saying is true, and the sources have been saying to me, is that she has some form of dementia, that is not something that just pops up out of nowhere.
No.
There were signs of this for a long time, and her people that were around her could have allowed her to leave on a high note, or mm-hmm. somewhat of a high note,
mm-hmm.
instead of like this. This is horrible.
It's greed.
This is horrible. This is probably one of the worst ways to end such a legendary, iconic career.
That's greed. And then somehow the dementia diagnosis got to the courts. And they froze her money.
And Wells Fargo. And she's trying to unfreeze the money at Wells Fargo.
Or whoever's speaking on her behalf.
Absolutely. So it's just all of it to me. And I said in the last podcast, I will say it again. We reported the information about her husband cheating and having a baby on the way. Mm-hmm. And no way. And also the thing that pisses off with that, her team or her or whatever. I don't think it was her. I think
Kevin.
It was her team.
It was Kevin.
Kevin, somebody sent us a cease and desist letter. And that pissed us both off.
It sure did.
And that's how we went ham for a little while. But that does not take away from the fact that Wendy Williams is legendary and iconic.
Absolutely.
I want to say that.
And she should have gone out with that biopic, if you ask me. That should have been like her farewell weekend.
Absolutely.
Week of the show, we're doing this, the documentary, the biopic. Yeah. You know, see you when I see.
And I will say this too. It was, the conversation was brought up about me co-hosting on the show as one of the hosts, mm-hmm. right? And that was not something that I wanted to do. So for those people saying that, oh, you want to be Wendy. No, I don't. I do not. I do not want to be Wendy Williams. I do not want to be associated with anything that is going on with that situation right now, just because of the fact that it is incredibly messy. Mm-hmm. The co-host that they have, all in my opinion, should not have been up there besides Sherry Shepherd.
Sherry was good.
I am happy for Sherry Shepherd. I will say that out of all the hosts that have been selected, she's no Wendy Williams, but out of the hosts that have been selected, she is the best. In my opinion.
I bet Sherry is having a field day. She fell into a show. And now it's about to be hers.
Yep.
Season 14.
And the thing about it is that in this world, it's not about falling. You can't just fall into a show like she did without the preparation.
Yeah.
Sherry Shepherd has done the work. And I do respect her.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for her. The word on the street is that Sherry Shepherd is now going to be the permanent host of the show. And that the name of the show will be changed as early as September to the Sherry Shepherd Show.
Crazy. They did all that testing and developing and bringing in Jerry and all these people trying to find a new show.
Can you imagine if that white man took over her show?
No, because he's on the talk and he's terrible.
I'm talking about the other white man.
Oh, Michael
Rappaport. Yeah. Both of the white men. Like, that is just.
No, not during Black History Month.
Yes. Nope. The way that race, he be race baiting or whatever. He be messing with us.
Terrible.
It's just terrible.
Looking like a skin flake.
A
skin flake. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I will say, you know, I just want to make that clear. It's like, this is a horrible situation. I feel bad for Wendy Williams.
Me too.
She is an icon. She's a legend. Did I want to be a part of any of it? No. I already have my trajectory. I do really well for myself. I don't have to be anybody else because I am B. Scott.
Right.
That's how I feel about it.
Just the nature of what we do.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, if you see a whole messy-ass situation, last thing I need to do is to be involved in a whole messy-ass situation. Because I have some messy-ass shit going on just in regular life. Okay. Do you think I wanted to take some, you know what I mean, personal crazy stuff into a television show? No.
No.
It's obvious they don't have their footing. It's obvious. And I hope that they rework the format of the show for Sherry Shepherd a little bit, because Sherry Shepherd shines in her interviews.
Mm-hmm.
She does really great interviews. And I just don't want her to take on, you know, sometimes Wendy could get really nasty and demeaning in these hot topics. I don't think she needs to do that.
No, I just needed to watch her LGBTs, because I do remember on The View when she was like, you know, I don't agree with the lifestyle. I remember there was a whole situation.
Yep.
I support you, but not the lifestyle. Yep. And then she had to come back and apologize and say all that. I mean, Wendy, I think, kind of said the same thing too. But I just hope that she's more mindful of that moving forward, because I would hate for her to get in the show and say some fucked up shit, and then we got to go and cancel Sherry.
Yep, and we will.
We will.
Oh, I will come for Sherry. Sherry, I didn't say it now. I like you, girl. But don't get up there and be transphobic and homophobic or any other phobics.
Okay.
Because we're going to have to come and give you the shimmy, shimmy, yah, shimmy, yo, shimmy, yay. How you a kick, Sonic Boom.
No, somebody on Twitter said between Wendy and Sherry, it's going to be a lot of shapes in those in that studio. And I was like, oh my God.
And what was going on with this whole Leslie Jones situation? Like, so basically NBC was blocking her commentary on the NBC sports.
Yeah, so every year, you know, she's loud on the internet about the Olympics, and she was, you know, doing her little clips or whatever. And she was like, yo, NBC told me to stop. And they're taking my shit down because broadcast rights. And everybody was like, well, wait a minute now. This is the only reason we even know that this is going on. Like, you should be paying her. She's adding value to what you do. And, you know, that got back. And then they were like, you know what? It was a third party issue. We were just playing. You can continue.
Because they knew.
They knew.
They knew.
They knew. And NBC, they've already been through enough in the last couple of years.
They already been enough of, like, racial situations, all type of situations.
Yep.
They could not, they did not need no smoke from somebody that is actually bringing viewers to these events. The failing Olympics. And she's really good. She's funny.
She's
is delightful. And I'm happy that she expressed herself and made them backtrack.
Me too.
Absolutely. And one thing I want to say, too, about another person that people think that I have a more of an issue with than I do is Nicki Minaj, right? I like her new song. Do We Have a Problem is my jam. Like, today I was working out in the gym and she was going in, and I'm like, I'm happy that this sounds like old Nicki. And I can't wait until more music comes out, but yes. I want the old Nicki, and there's something about her voice that I find really appealing.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. It gets me hype. You know what I mean? She'd be like, you know, we'd be out back. Staked out. We get all the apps. I'm like, oh, I got that one. That what do you call it? Tundra?
The entendre.
Entendre. I was like, she's good with all the entendres.
She is.
I mean, I get it, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just want a hit. Ooh. That's all. I just want, like, Nicki deserves the undeniable banger return. Like, I feel like she deserves that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not it.
Right.
And I do hope it's coming.
But I do like the song. And you get your headphones on.
I like
it
as I would like it if it were a little baby record featuring Nicki. Like, I like Nicki on the hook. Like, the hook is so strong. Like, I think it's also at a place where I don't know if I believe Nicki's at the outbacks and the stakes and doing all this. Like, there's a bit of a disconnect for me.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, her husband, maybe not. I don't know. Because you can't be in the court saying we're not gang affiliated and then be on the record talking about Outback and Stakeout. You know what I mean? It's just like we got to pick a lane.
You wait for all your ops. We should go get some of our ops.
They get themselves. they get themselves. They get themselves. They've all been getting themselves.
Quickly.
Quickly. Quickly. Quickly. Quickly.
I did see also that Kylie announced that she had her baby boy.
Yes.
And it's so cute. I love how they just wait until all the Kanye stuff kind of blowed all over for a little bit. Then they dropped that. And it was the cutest little picture. It was Stormy was holding that baby's hand. And I was like, aw.
I think that she held that baby in until 2/22.
Absolutely. You know she did. But now they just look planned C-sections.
Yeah. I think it was organized.
I was in the car the other day being dropped off to like out of an Uber or whatever. And I was talking to the guy, and he was talking, he was about to be a first-time parent and whatever, and his baby was coming very soon, and the baby was coming the day after his birthday.
Oh.
And I was like, well, why didn't you just, you know, because it's a scheduled C-section. I was like, well, why don't you just have a schedule for your birthday?
Hell no.
See, I know.
No.
But you know what's so crazy? I guess because it's how I grew up. A lot of times, people try to have babies on people's birthdays.
Well, the new one's the day after Stormy's.
Is it?
Yeah, I think
okay.
So.
Yeah, so I mean, but I'm talking about this particular, he was like, no, can I have my own day?
That's how I feel.
I was like, oh, okay. But the thing is, like, you play yourself, because at the same time, you can act like it's a different day, but it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
You know people are going to put the two celebrations together.
Absolutely.
It's like people whose birthday right before Christmas. You know I'm not giving you two gifts.
At all.
You're going to get a combined gift. And you can be pissed about it.
Okay.
That's how it's going to be.
And your birthday better not be on Halloween either, because I may not be at your party.
Right. Because I'm going to be somewhere drunk.
It is what it is.
And that's something one of the resolutions this year that I want to do. I need to be better about birthdays. I need to be better about sending people gifts. I want to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want to be one of these people, like, I have some friends that they don't miss nothing. And it's probably because they just have, like, you know, these dates and a thing, and their assistant sends it out.
You got to get somebody to do it.
I'm just now getting my, you know.
Yeah, I know. Organized. Getting organized.
Pulling my life together.
Yeah.
You know, and being, you know, very classy. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to be a classy girl.
Yeah.
You know, pull it all together. Oh, wait a minute. I just thought about this. You know, they cancel Awkwafina, right? Ain't her name Awkwafina?
Oh, yeah.
Then they cancel her. So, wait, does that apply to black people when we, like, imitate that guy just dead? Is that, like, because I'm like...
Oh, no, because black folks have vocal fries, too. Okay. It's not cultural.
You know, that's like my valley girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know bitches born in the valley who sound just like that.
So okay.
We're fine.
Okay, great. Okay, just to make sure.
Yeah, no.
Because, you know, I don't want people to come from my whole situation.
No, they could try.
They've been trying, though.
What's left?
They try all the time. They literally try. They have been trying for so long. I literally have to find that GIF or that clip from Twilight when the two families, it was like they were having a vision. And the two sides of the family were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And then the man, finally, it was his time to die. And he was like, I waited for so long.
And then
they ripped him apart. That's how I kind of feel. Because I'm so sick of it anyway.
I know.
Please, you know, put me out of my misery.
And it's funny because, like, when you see celebrities, they're like, you know, cancel culture isn't real. And it's somebody who, like, we're collectively pissed at. You're like, no, you're canceled. And then, like, when you find yourself kind of, like, on the other side, you're kind of like, well, actually.
It's not real.
Culture really ain't.
Mm-mm.
I mean, people are kind of mad, but.
Yeah.
You know.
Because at the end of the day, you know, the reason why a lot of times it's not real is because there is so many moving parts to a particular person and so many other parties already invested and attached to that person.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you look like, you know, even if you look at someone like me, for example, I'm now starting to have certain associations and stuff. And mm-hmm. so, like, it's a lot harder to do certain things to a person who has other people behind them in a certain way.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You ain't canceling me nowhere. I'm going to stay exactly the
way. Okay.
I'm going to check with your people and you're going to check with my people. And then you just going to go back to where you were.
Right.
So now I'm having a better understanding of why people don't go nowhere.
Me too.
Because things are already planned. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's
you can't derail this car if you push it off the cliff.
Right. And neither can I. because bitch, I've been working. It's like, you know what I mean? I am now a part of the machine.
Right.
I mean, to be honest, like, you know, and they working my black ass. Okay. You know, I made a big announcement and then it's like, bitch, get to work.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, well, damn. I didn't know that you meant that same day.
Right. And actually.
They were like, oh, you know, it's so great. The announcement was so fabulous, but back to work.
Okay.
So when you I said, wait. That's why we're here right now. I was like, it's so much going on. I was like, I cannot have, you know, all these meetings and stuff and situations going on at my house. So I got to go to a hotel to just have people come in and out of here and not traipsing through my house.
Right.
But, oh my God, I feel like there's one thing I wanted to talk about. What was it?
Talk about dicks.
Talk about dicks.
Leslie Jones, Joe Rogan,
mm-hmm.
Wendy, Sherry. Oh, I guess we're getting crack pipes.
Okay, we're getting crack pipes. What's going on with Mary Cosby? She's done, huh?
She's done.
She's over.
She's done. And she's done because you broke the cardinal rule. You cannot skip the reunion.
Right.
You can't. And I think that they tried to kind of like circumvent that rule just because Mary is a very unique person and it's Salt Lake and it's hard enough to find bitches to film in Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm.
So they tried to kind of, you know, wait and see if it was going to die down. But ultimately, she's gone. They started filming without her. And then there was the whole Jenny thing with the racism and... There's just a lot going on, but no Mary.
No Mary.
Back to her cult she goes.
Back to the cult she goes. I can't wait to see The Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes.
The new season. It has been confirmed that we will be getting the super trailer. I think that should be coming relatively soon.
It should be. I would say March-ish, I would think.
I would think so, too. And speaking of Portia, she got really quiet. What happened to her?
Well, her spinoff tanked. I mean, here's the thing. If you watch that show, she did not come out of it looking good at all. At all.
She was fighting once again. I had never seen...
And I went back and watched more. Mm-hmm. And it's just... I don't know if she played herself or if editing just played her, but it's just... It was bad.
The thing about editing is that you can't edit something that's not there.
Oh, I know. I know, but the fact that they even decided to move forward with it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I don't know. How do I put this? Looking at that show, I would think that would be the worst television decision in a lifetime. Leave Housewives of Atlanta and go do that.
Yep.
Because you have nobody else to blame, nobody else's side to take. It's just you.
And the ugliness that exists of your situation.
Yes.
That situation is not only messy, it's ugly.
Yes. And then you have family.
Was literally trying to beat her baby daddy's mama's ass.
Yes, and try to blame it on him.
And then started beating him. Literally started beating him.
And then snatching microphones from producers.
Her random aunt, wasn't his aunt, a cousin or somebody, was on his arm pulling him down. Like literally physically on him. And he like tried to remove her from touching him.
Mm-hmm. And she slipped under it. I was just like, what is going on?
And I will say, shout out to Monique Samuels. Because she has been living. She's like, in my opinion, she is the real housewife of example that should be.
She's in Africa.
She's in Africa, but she's been in Africa for weeks.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go to Africa, that flight's so long, you better stay.
But I'm saying, but that's also coin.
Yeah, true.
That's how you know that what she said to Andy on that reunion, this little check was in fact a little check, because she probably spent that check in Africa.
On that plane ticket.
Because I ain't even seen so many Four Seasons this and Four Seasons that and safaris. I didn't even know that was that many safaris in Africa. I mean, literally, she was going on a safari every day, like the extensive ones all over the continent.
I mean, it sounds great.
I loved it.
It sounds great.
But that's what I'm saying, like, I like the fact that she's showing you that she's actually a housewife.
Yeah, I did hear she was anti-vax, though.
Oh, is she?
I did hear that.
Oh, wow.
I heard she was on the holistic kind of wave with the essential oils.
Okay, we need to have her back on the show to talk about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She can come around.
She may have softened that stance, you know, to travel or things. Mm-hmm. But I think that there was a rumbling initially that she was allegedly anti-vax.
I have been really surprised at people's positions on things.
Me too.
And I'm just gonna put it like this. I do what I feel is right for me, and I do believe that you have a right to do what you feel is right for you.
Mm-hmm.
However, if what you feel is right for you, I deem to jeopardize my health, I can choose not to be around you.
Absolutely.
And that's how I deal with it.
Or I can put protocols in place to where you cannot be around me.
Exactly. And I'm not going to say whether or not your choice, you have a right to your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Just like people have right to their opinions.
Yep.
And I have a right to remove myself from your opinions and your choice. As it is, especially as it pertains to my health.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. And that's it. I mean, I see it all the time. Like there's... On social media, you see so many people and their beliefs slip out because they'll post something, repost some type of meme.
It's the reposts that get me.
They get them, but they think it like they can do that, but it don't really show their position, but it very much so shows your position, and that is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it also helps me kind of figure out who I can hang around with in real life. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just what it is. Like and then the thing about COVID, I'm going to tell you this, it is going to be how I proceed for the future. If I'm on an airplane, I'm gonna have a mask on.
Yeah.
I actually like the mask because it makes me feel even more incognito.
You know?
I might put the mask on the shades. I'm like, is that really B. Scott? No.
Oh my God.
It gives very much so stay away from me.
It does. That reminds me. I saw a paparazzi photo and I think it was of Gwen Stefani walking out of the grocery store and she had on like big shades and a mask and a hat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, do you know how much of a nut you have to be to know that is Gwen Stefani, not just some white woman walking out of the store?
Mm-hmm. The only thing I hate about it is that when you wear the mask and the glasses, your glasses fog up. So I got to figure out some type of solution to that. But I haven't had a cold. I haven't had the flu. I haven't had, you know what I mean? It's not just about COVID.
Right.
And God knows it's going to be something else.
Please don't say that.
I mean, it's too many people on this earth.
I know.
It's just too much.
And we're thawing out diseases and all
It's just all type of stuff. I just like, it just kind of like, it kind of helped me be how I am anyway. Because I was always, you already know I was like that anyway.
Listen, I've always, one of the most.
I have been one of the most. Give me my space. I do not like when people are in my space.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Because people do not want to keep their breath to themselves, their germs to themselves, and they just won't, like, I just don't want to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or like I don't want to smell your must. <It's> like,
listen, you know, must, that's my trigger. I don't do well with must.
I don't, I mean, but if you keep your distance, it helps with that. You know what I mean? And I'm an outdoor type of bitch.
True.
I've always been that way, but I'm happy that COVID made LA more so that way. Meaning, like, it's always an outside option. Mm-hmm. If it's not raining and I can have an option where I'm outside with a heat lamp, give me that outside with a heat lamp.
Me too.
And give me air. I need to breathe. I don't like feeling fucking stuffy.
Me neither. And I hope that this COVID pushes architects to make more things outside in LA. Mm-hmm. I mean, it made me realize just how much we don't enjoy this weather that we have. This weather
that we have most of the year.
Like, yeah. y'all, all these restaurants, y'all had to build patios in LA? That's crazy.
And it's funny because I see, you know, all throughout COVID and especially now, I see all of these parties and events where they have so many people packed into them. Mm-hmm. You know, people in these little sections and it's like 30, 40 people right up on each other. There is nothing in my spirit.
And hookah smoke.
And hookah smoke and and all type of breath. There's nothing in my spirit that would be like, I wish I was there too.
Mm.
There's nothing in my spirit. Because I could have been there.
Yeah.
I could be there every night. I just don't like being around that many people like that. You can't hear what people are talking about. People at some point, if you got bottles, they're going to get drunk.
Yeah.
They're going to be saying crazy shit, doing crazy shit. Everybody going to leave the venue looking like they've been fighting for their life. Have you ever left? Okay, let me tell you this. If you ever see those pictures, the before, how people get there and when they first get to the bottle service, and then how they leave the club. Baby,
I'll have some of myself.
They are wrecked.
Listen, y'all, I'm a circuit party gay now, so I have like the before
and then after.
Like
the
8 a.m. and it's like, what?
Ooh,
yeah, I'll have some.
Oh, wow. So that's gonna be what's gonna leak on your end,
yeah.
Like you just been gang banged. That's what it look like.
Whoa.
Well, you said circuit party.
Why did I say it was that kind of party?
It's a slippery slope.
It's a very slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope.
I cannot disagree.
Don't play those games.
I cannot disagree.
And on that note, we're going to wrap it up. We're going to leave it right there. He cannot disagree. And you're about to leave. I am.
I'm headed to the white party in Puerto Vallarta for President's Day weekend.
Yeah, we're going to try to... Take one more before he leaves. I think next
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
I leave Tuesday.
So we're gonna have to try to get in on before that Monday.
Okay.
And then you're gonna go. And then you're gonna come back and report.
I am. I'm gonna be vlogging a lot. Mm-hmm. So there'll be
don't
a
go
lot.
Down there and get locked up now.
Why would I get locked up?
I don't know. I saw somebody good great grandma. No. Somebody parent, right?
I don't play those games.
That's how my mama do to me. Don't be safe now. Don't go over there.
I don't play those games.
Don't go over there and don't come back now. Be on those shows. What do you call it? Locked up overseas.
Locked up abroad.
Abroad.
No.
I've been trying to send letters to the embassy. Please, I know that he was in that party doing all those things. I know it. He said it on the podcast, but can you please let him out?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Nope, not me.
Love Muffins, I want to thank you as always for listening to the show, for supporting us, for going and sharing it and liking and rating and just being here for us. And we're going to try to be here more consistently for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to try to get an A for effort. Yes. Or is it E? What one is it?
You know what? It depends on who you ask. Because some people say it's an E because of the effort in E. Some people say it's an A because it's the highest grade.
Yeah. Okay. I want to get an A for effort. Okay. So I hope that we're trying. It's a lot of moving parts. It's all things going on in our lives. But we love you. We support you. And thank you for supporting us.
Yes.
Thank you for visiting lovebscott.com. Thank you for going to check out them ding ding pics that we don't post on the site.
We do not.
But we always
link
to them. We link to them, but you're going to find that somewhere else.
Right.
Because we're classy girls.
Right. I mean, we have in the past. We have in the past. Yeah, but people weren't mad at that exclusive.
Yeah. They were mad about that one too.
They were they?
No, the one about
So they weren't
about Tyga.
Yeah, they weren't mad about that one.
Now, there was a whole situation kind of popped out of that too.
Yeah, but that wasn't really us.
No, it wasn't us. Just people mad that we had it.
Right.
People are always mad that we get what we get, that they can't even seem to ever get anything.
That's 2014.
But stay mad. Stay mad, and be blessed.
Amen.
Until next episode, double kisses. Bye bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to The B. Scott Show. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Love B. Scott. And make sure you review the show on iTunes. And you can always find me on lovebscott.com.